We are looking at Genesis. You should find that between Leviticus and the table of contents. It's in the beginning. It is in the beginning. We'll also have a look at John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. So if you wanted to find the gospel according to John and put your finger in it, or that welcome slip, we'll jump over there later on. Genesis, chapters 1 through to chapter 2, verse 3. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse between the waters to separate water from water." So God made the expanse and separated the water under the expanse from the water above it. And it was so. God called the expanse sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear." And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the dark, the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years. And let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the sky." So God created the great creatures of the sea, and every living and moving thing with which the water teems, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in number, and fill the water in the seas, and let the birds increase on the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, livestock, creatures that move along the ground, and wild animals, each according to its kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds of the air, and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. And then John. Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. Chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
All right, thank you, Brother Dave. I'm going to lead us in prayer. Will you pray with me? We thank you so much for your word, and we thank you that we can go back to the beginning and hear of the wonders of your work of creation. And Father, we pray that as we read and consider, as we hear your word, that it will bring forth in us thankfulness, praise from our lips of you as our creator. It will bring forth trust in you and obedience. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, 150 years ago, two very famous works were published. So first one is up there on the screen. Charles Darwin, The Origin of the Species, published in 1859. He proposed a theory of evolution, that species evolve over time through natural selection, through the survival of the fittest. Now, over the last 150 years, Darwin's theory has been grappled with, tested, and modified, and it is still very, very influential in scientific circles today. Now, many Christians and atheists alike see Christianity and evolution to be utterly incompatible with one another. The thinking is either Christianity is true or evolution is true, but they can't both be true. And so, atheists fiercely defend evolution, and some Christians fiercely deny evolution because there's a feeling that there's so much at stake. Here's a question that I think we need to, that is certainly going around in our heads. And that is, does Genesis 1 force us to make a choice? Does Genesis 1 make evolution and Christianity incompatible? That's one of our modern questions that we bring to this passage, and I'll come back to that one later on. But let me tell you about the other work that was published 150 years ago. It's called the Enuma Elish. During the 1850s, about the same time that Darwin was publishing his Origins of the Species, archaeologists in Iraq were sifting through the remains of an ancient library. They discovered a library that had been part of the ancient city of Nineveh from the Assyrian Empire, way back around 1000 BC. And in the midst of this vast collection was unearthed 7 tablets of stone which contained the ancient Babylonian creation epic called the Enuma Elish. And it's a fascinating read. You might even read it sometime. I'd rather you read the Bible, but, you might pick it up sometime. You can find it on Wikipedia. It's easy to access. But it begins just with two gods, the two sort of mother and father gods, Apsu and Tiamat, and they are the gods of salt water and fresh water. And as these two gods intermingle in some sort of sexual union, so the other gods came into being. The other gods were born. But the two mother-father sort of gods became cranky because their offspring were very noisy. All parents know about this, don't they? But it really disturbed the peace that they had enjoyed. And so they rallied an army to go to war against their noisy offspring, As you feel like this as a parent regularly, don't you? Amongst the noisy gods, they appointed Marduk as their leader. But Marduk said, "I'll be your leader as long as if I lead you into victory, you appoint me as the supreme god above all gods." Now, what was the outcome? Anyone know the outcome? Who wins? Well, Marduk won. He became supreme, and in his victory, he fashioned the earth out of one of the slain gods, He took one of the dead carcasses of one of the gods, split it in two, and created the skies and the earth with the dead carcass of a slain god. Now, it sounds bizarre to our modern ears, doesn't it? That's the ancient Babylonian creation story, and every year they would publicly reenact the story in the life of ancient Babylon. Now, here we come to Genesis chapter 1, this morning, and Genesis 1 wasn't written in response to Charles Darwin's The Origin of the Species. It was much more likely written in response, or at least responding to the ideas of the Enuma Elish and other ancient creation myths that were circulating at the time. Now, I'm just going to take one step further. It is quite fascinating the similarities between the Enuma Elish and Genesis 1. And so even how things begin, there's a watery chaos that is there at the beginning. Both will then proceed through 7 movements. The creation story is 7 days. In the Enuma Elish, it's written on 7 tablets of stone. Both begin in the same sort of order with the heavens, the sea, the earth, then men and women. But in spite of those sort of similarities in the sort of, in some of those features, the key ideas are profoundly different, Couldn't be more radically different. Now, our goal this morning is to focus on the Word of God, Genesis 1. But I thought I'd just throw out there to begin with some of the modern controversies, but also some of the ancient controversies, and we'll come back to them towards the end. But let's get into the text itself. Genesis 1 is a beautiful piece of literature. Once you've read it, it is very difficult to forget, because it is there's just a beautiful rhythm that runs through it. And let me just read out a little bit again. Verse 3, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good. All right, here we go. We're following this. All right, here you go. You've got the pattern. God says something. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And it was so. So God saw that the light was good. He separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning the first day. Right? So you see the pattern, and that pattern will repeat again and again through the first 6 days. Slight modifications. But sometimes as the pattern is modified, it's modified because there's something significant that the text is drawing our attention to. And so just to go over that, what it's reinforcing